Delta to cease regional Comair operations. $5.3 million in bonuses for Hawker executives put on hold. And a Donner is again victorious in Texas. This is Aero News for Monday, July 30th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Citing the evolution of customer expectations and the cost of regional flight operations, Delta Airlines announced last Friday that it will cease operations of regional carrier Comair on September 29th. In a news release, the airline said, quote, "The discontinuation of Comair's operations will not result in any significant changes to Delta's network, which has enough flexibility to accommodate these changes. Currently, Comair accounts for approximately 1% of Delta's network capacity. There will be no disruption to customers and no significant adjustments to Delta's flight schedule or locations served. All customers who travel on the Delta network, whether on Delta connection flights or mainline aircraft, can continue to make travel plans with Delta as they have in the past," end quote. In a memo to the employees of Comair, President Ryan Gum said, quote, "The discontinuation of Comair's operations is in no way a failure or a reflection of your work. It is an unfortunate necessity due to the economic limitations of our aging aircraft, cost structure, the long-term outlook for 50-seat aircraft, and our challenging industry and economy," end quote. In fact, Delta recently announced its intent to trim the number of 50-seat regional jets from 350 to 125 or less, and Delta had repeatedly downsized Comair in the last few years. Officials say it was simply a cost issue, as Comair's fleet of RJs has simply become outdated and too expensive to fly in today's market. As of March, Comair operated 290 flights per day and employed about 1,700 people. The airline is headquartered in Erlanger, Kentucky. U.S. bankruptcy judge Stuart Bernstein has delayed a ruling on plans for the payment of $5.3 million of bonuses to Hawker Beechcraft's top executives, saying he needs more information before ruling. Hawker, which filed for bankruptcy in May, defended its intention to pay the bonuses, saying its managers are a, quote, "talented and capable group," end quote, with much work left to do before the company can emerge from bankruptcy. According to the Washington Post, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers opposes the bonus plans, as does the U.S. Justice Department's Bankruptcy Watchdog Agency. Both have filed formal objections with the bankruptcy court. The union has criticized the, quote, "complete irony and hypocrisy," end quote, of Hawker Beechcraft's plan to pay the millions to top executives while other jobs are cut and the company seeks to eliminate pension plans. While he gave no indication of just when he might rule, the judge did approve plans to pay $1.9 million in bonuses to 31 lower management-level employees. Well, the United States has a new national champion hot air balloon pilot. Chase Donner of Atlanta, Georgia, won the title in a week of exciting flying competitions here in Longview, Texas. Donner grabbed the lead on the first day of the competition last Tuesday and never looked back, leading the field of 50 pilots from start to finish. Donner narrowly defeated the defending world champion John Petron of Kansas by a margin of just 133 points. That's slim indeed when a single task can provide up to 1,000 points for the winning pilot. With 15 tasks flown totally and a possible maximum score of 15,000 points, Donner's 12,500 were proof of his extraordinary flying skills exhibited this week. Donner's older brother Nick, himself a five-time national champion and the winner of the Great Texas Balloon Race for the past 4 years in a row, finished in sixth. Next up for the hot air balloon community is the World Championships, to be held in Battle Creek, Michigan in late August. It's the first time the United States has hosted the world meet in more than a decade. Butterfly Aircraft has emerged from its cocoon and has become Aerial Surveillance LLC. Larry Neal, owner and designer of the Butterfly Aircraft, decided that aerial surveillance would better describe his products to the world. With seven different models of gyroplanes, from the small ultralight to the massive 300-horsepower Turbo Golden, they are now selling kits worldwide with dealers in several countries. The term aerial surveillance more closely identifies their product line with their end users, which are law enforcement, park services, and ranchers. The Aurora is their premium model for aerial surveillance, and it doesn't need an airport. It can give you 5 hours of flight time or 300 miles without refueling. It can accomplish 90% of the mission of a helicopter at 10% of the cost. As a public-use aircraft, it can be delivered fully assembled and ready to fly to municipalities or government agencies. Their smallest model, the Ultralight, can carry a 225-pound person and fits in the back of a standard pickup truck. Oh, they also have a Super Skycycle that is half motorcycle and half gyroplane. John and Martha King are making free King flight training syllabi available for the private pilot certificate and the instrument rating. The King syllabi are targeted at independent flight instructors and their customers and include guidance on incorporating the King School's knowledge test courses, practical test courses, and special subject takeoff video courses to create a comprehensive and easy-to-follow roadmap. Each syllabus is not only suitable for Part 61 training, but is also Part 141 approvable. When Aero News continues, the CAP's Cadet Officer School opens in Alabama this week. The Flying Spotlight in Texas moves from balloons to gliders, and Microsoft scraps two flight simulators.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, July 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. 121 of the nation's top Civil Air Patrol cadets will gather at Maxwell Air Force Base this week for the CAP's Candidate Officer School. Patterned after Air Force Squadron Officer College, COS is an academically challenging program combining lectures, seminars, and hands-on training designed to develop leadership skills. Throughout the week, the cadets participate in a variety of lectures and supporting discussions to explore leadership topics. Participants practice what they learn through a series of comprehensive writing and speaking assignments that culminates with graduation ceremonies on August the 9th. Only the top 15% of the CAP cadets are invited to attend Candidate Officer School. Well, as we reported earlier, the U.S. National Hot Air Balloon Championships have just wrapped up on Sunday morning here in Longview, Texas, in the East Texas Piney Woods. Now the flying scene in the Lone Star State shifts to southwest Texas and the town of Uvalde outside of San Antonio for the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale's World Glider Championships. 103 competitors representing 24 countries will be participating in this 32nd World Championships. The competition opened on Saturday and runs through August the 19th. Earlier this year, Microsoft released Microsoft Flight, a reinvention of its flight simulator games of the past. Now, the company has reportedly canceled further development of the game and laid off around 35 staff members involved in the production. This according to the website /Gear. Microsoft says that the game will still be available for download for free via its website and on Steam, but that any future content for the game has been scrapped. In addition, Microsoft has canceled development of Project Columbia, an unannounced game that would have made use of the Kinect sensor for the Xbox 360. And this late news just reaching us now, Reuters reports that Boeing and the NTSB are investigating an incident that occurred on Saturday at Charleston International Airport when debris from a Gen X engine of a new Dreamliner fell onto the runway and into the grass, sparking a fire at the airport during a pre-flight test. The airliner involved was the latest one built at Boeing's South Carolina facility. Investigators say so far they are aware of no operational issue that would present a safety concern about the continued use of in-service Dreamliners equipped with the Gen X engine. GE is also participating in the investigation. And this programming note, after our exhaustive week in both Oshkosh and here in Longview, Texas, our Aero TV news update, seen now biweekly on Tuesdays and Fridays, is taking a short break while the ANN staff recovers, so there'll be no airborne this Tuesday, but our video update will return as usual on Friday. Virtually the entire staff is on the road headed home, and fortunately my one-hour drive from East Texas back to Louisiana is the shortest of all. So for one final time, from the U.S. National Balloon Championships in Longview, Texas, I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.